G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
You and Grant.
Huge good morning to you. When it comes to news across Australia today, the bag ban is still making news across Australia because Coles is going to end their free bag policy everywhere else but South Australia. It's hard to believe that we as South Australians got over, you know, the idea of plastic bag changes without a whimper. Well, it seems like it these days, and the rest of Australia have just gone absolutely crazy over it.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Earlier this week, Mark McShane, the CEO of the Mangambia City Council, he joined me. We were talking all about the Miss Christmas appeal. We were talking about Fringe. We were also talking about the fact that elections are coming up in South Australia for local government, so it means we're all going to go to the polls. It's going to be a postal vote, and you can find out details of what's going to take place online at triplem.com.au. The reason that I'm talking about Mark McShane this morning is that Mark is going to join me again tomorrow for a chat. And tomorrow we are going to put a microscope on the Sport and Rec Centre. I'm going to ask all the questions that you want answers to, and you are going to get to find out what the council position is on a number of things when it comes to the proposed Sport and Rec Centre. Now, we'll be doing that chat after 7 tomorrow morning, so make sure you listen out right here on your local 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M. You're an AFL fan, and what do you think of the bye taking place this week? Also, what do you think of the AFL's decision for the top 22 side? It's been revealed overnight. Not a lot of people are happy about it. Lance Buddy Franklin has walked away. The man at the top, I suppose, when it comes to the team of the year. Some teams have been winners out of it, and some teams, of course, have been absolute losers. The Hawks and the Tigers and the Eagles have probably come out on top with the amount of players that have been selected in the All-Australian side.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M.
A big good morning to you wherever you are across the Limestone Coast. It is wet across the region this morning as we start the day. The photo of the weather radar just looks amazing at the moment. Time to rug up because winter is not finished with us as yet. Now, we'll update weather for you later on this morning. Right now, it is time to catch up with Katra and find out what's making local news here in the Limestone Coast. Good morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, SA Water have continued weekly sampling and testing of water from the Blue Lake. Architects have met with the Mount Gambier Regional Sport and Recreation Centre Committee and Community Reference Group this week. Mount Gambier MP Troy Bell has welcomed support from the Mount Gambier branch of the Liberal Party, and Limestone Coast Charity Four Reasons Why are continuing fundraising efforts, throwing a Time Warp event this weekend. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now, the Time Warp Party, by the way, if you'd like to know more about it, taking place up at the Lynx View this weekend, tomorrow night. Go up and talk to the team up there. What you want to do, you can find out all about it because I've got a catch-up where I talked to Trudy Shelton earlier this week. Gives you all the details on what is going on, but it's going to be a fantastic time.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
One of the things that's making news this morning, there's a huge fire that's broken out in West Footscray in Melbourne. 100 firefighters are battling a blaze at the moment in what looks to be a warehouse. We'll find out more across the morning this morning. For those of us with home loans, mortgages, Westpac yesterday lifted their interest rate. And as a result, there is talk about the other big three banks doing much the same over the course of the next couple of days. Anybody with a variable home loan will be thinking very, very hard today.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
You and Grant.
Now, in the lead up to Dad's Day, there is a couple of things that are going on. Number one, we are about to wrap up our 10K giveaway. There's another $10,000 on the line at the end of the week. Al, the captain of the club, will be giving you the chance to tick that one item off your bucket list. And I have had so many people to the draw and tell me all about the amazing things that they would do if they were lucky enough to jag $10,000. Tell you what, there'd be a lot of things on my bucket list I'd do if I got 10 grand too. One of the other things that's going on, tomorrow I have got to do a draw, and one lucky dad is going to win a double pass to go and see Bon Jovi live in concert at the MCG in December. Bon Jovi's This House Is Not For Sale tour it is coming to Oz. It's going to be sensational. I would like to see your dad and a mate rocking out there if you would like to dob him in the lead up to Father's Day. Today is your last chance to do so. So make sure you get on it. Jump online to triplem.com.au.
Ewan Grant.
Triple M. Talking fishing. Craig Phelps joins me from Spot On Fishing. Good morning, Craig.
How you going, Ewan? It's good to have a bit of sunshine, isn't it?
Mate, sunshine is wonderful. I'm looking forward to summer. What is going on in the world of fishing?
Oh, gee, the last few days has been great. Had a little bit of swell on the weekend, but once the offshore fishers were able to get out, it was beautiful, they say. Saw plenty of harpooker out wide. That's out around that 400 to 450 metre mark. Fished to probably 15, 16 kilo. A little bit closer to shore, that 60 to 80 metre mark, saw some, or plenty of numbers of school shark, up to 20 plus kilo, terakee, flathead, real variety out there at the moment. Just great fishing. Everyone was really chafing at the bit. Haven't had a chance to get offshore for a little while, so those that were able to got out there and saw some great fishing. A little bit closer to home, plenty of garfish. I would say Cape Douglas, Hutt Bay, probably the prime spot. Livingston's not too bad. Not great numbers, but really good sized fish. The odd squid there at the moment. And starting to see the odd whiting. Not big numbers yet, but a good sign. It's still very early. But I did see a couple caught over the weekend around Cape Douglas and Livingston's way, so that's encouraging. The Glenelg River. Yeah, still very dirty, but tidal. I saw some photos of like green water pushing right up to the poles, which is probably, I'd say, 500-600 metres inland, which is very encouraging. That means that there's not as much dirty water coming down as what there was. The fishing down there has been incredible. The brim, lots and lots of brim. A few rumours of mulloway, but I haven't seen any photos yet, so I'm not too sure. They shouldn't be too far away. The conditions are really improving. So those with good sounders tell me that there are plenty of fish down the bottom, look like good fish, so around the poles and lower. But in saying that, I know one lad was fishing off Sandy Waterhole Landing. That was only a couple of days ago. Said that he had, what was it, four really good strong runs on squid, which suggests they're either big brim or mulloway, but didn't hook up. Did get some nice brim, though. So the brim has sort of spread all the way through. Some nice estuary perch as well. They're sort of all the way through. I think the boaties will have a ball over the next week or two with vibes, just bouncing vibes off the bottom. Starting to hear of a few yabby reports up around Edenhope Way. A little bit soft and quite muddy, so it'll be probably a few weeks before we see them sort of start to run properly. It is very early, but those in the know are out there having a bit of a look around. The spots start to show signs of yabbies tend to fire up as the weather warms up, so it gives them a little bit of a handle and they'll know when to start when they really start to move. But, yeah, the last few days have been just great. It's been good to get out there, soak up a few rays. This weekend, yeah, the wind backs off on Saturday, but the swell, they're talking up to 5 metres on Sunday, so offshore might be a bit tough, but yeah, it'd be a great weekend for salmon. I know the Beachport Salmon Hole, still plenty of salmon down that way. Not big fish, around that kilo, kilo and a half mark. Haven't heard of a lot of fish from Lighthouse, sort of Cape Banks way, but perfect conditions this weekend with very little wind and a big swell. So, yeah, should be on this week again, mate.
Well, mate, good. We will catch up next week. We'll talk a little more about what's going on. But good luck, and if you get to drop a line in, hopefully you catch some fish.
Good on you. By the way, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Just get out there and wet a line.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
The Westpac boss has got everybody nervous when it comes to home loans. The Westpac Bank have increased their interest rate. And as a result, there is talk that the other big three banks will probably do the same, probably by the end of the week. Hannah Rose Hamer and the team are talking all about it. Catch is keeping us up to date with all the things you need to know locally. And when it comes to local news, I am going to talk to the member for Barker, Tony Passon, talk a little bit about what went on in Canberra last week. Now, I was lucky enough to talk to him yesterday, and we talked for probably about 10 to 15 minutes, actually. So I've got the entire interview online at triplem.com.au.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
963 Triple M. Recently, Madonna turned the big 60 yesterday. The late, great MJ would have turned 60 as well. Now, Madonna is no stranger to controversy with some of her concert tours and, of course, that coffee table book that she released all those years ago. I was still a teenager when she released that coffee table book. And let me tell you, all my friends wanted to get hold of it. She has done it once again. At the age of 60, Madonna has given her her fans the article says a real treat. I'm not sure it's a real treat. She's stripped off to her underwear for a sexy selfie. The singer left pretty much nothing to the imagination when she showed off her age-defying body on Snapchat. And lots of people are talking about it this morning. On 963 Triple M, I don't know why at the age of 60 you want to get your clothes off, but this is Madonna that we are talking about.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
It is the Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. Canberra, last week, it was an amazing week in the world of federal politics, and a man who was in the thick of it is the member for Barker, Tony Passon. He joins me on the line. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Tony, what happened last week?
Well, Ewan, it was a stressful and traumatic week. It didn't start that way. I travelled to Canberra on Sunday evening expecting a business-as-usual sitting week. Mm. Monday was exactly that. Tuesday, a regular party room meeting was as remarkable as it was surprising. The Prime Minister spoke to us briefly at that meeting, and then he stood down from the Prime Ministership and called for nominations for the position of leader of the Parliamentary Liberal Party and therefore Prime Minister of Australia.
Tony, tell me about Scott Morrison. I hate calling him ScoMo anymore because he's now the Prime Minister. He deserves my respect. Tell me what he's like.
Well, I don't think he'd mind you calling him ScoMo. That's something about the new Prime Minister. He's an incredibly affable, down-to-earth bloke. He's a Pentecostal, he's someone who gets it. I think that's the best way to explain Scott. He's worked hard his whole life across a number of fields, particularly when he worked with Tourism Australia. He was the person behind the Wear the BRU campaign that involved Laura Bingle. He's been Minister for Immigration in our government. He's been, obviously, the Treasurer. He's a stable, steady hand. And he's someone, as I said, he was well-respected across the Parliament, across the streams of the Liberal Party, and who's someone who will bring us together. He's a formidable campaigner, a former state director of the Liberal Party in New South Wales. And, you know, I was very pleased on Sunday when I turned on a radio station to hear him calling in just as a listener and saying, look, I've been a long-time listener to your program. I thought I'd call in. I've had a big week.
Sensational. Mate, what do you think his thoughts were on Monday morning when the polls came out and there had been a dip in the polls?
Oh, Scott and all of us expected all of that. The reality is, as I said earlier, there are transactional costs associated with these decisions. Mm. It sets a base off which Scott can work, and I'm confident, in fact I know, he has our full support, and we're all looking forward to working every hour God made to ensure that we defeat Labor at the next election. I mean, this is a Labor Party which in South Australia and the South East sold our forests. It's a Labor Party that ended the live export of cattle. We cannot allow Bill Shorten to be Prime Minister of Australia, and that'll be my focus.
Tony, it has been sensational to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much, because I know that you are incredibly busy, especially after the week that was. It's been fascinating to talk to you this morning. And in the lead up to a federal election, hopefully we have a chance to chat a whole lot more.
Happy to talk, Ewan, and thank you for the opportunity.
On 963 Triple M, the member for Barker, Tony Passon, I caught up with him yesterday morning, and we actually talked for a whole lot longer than the interview went for. If you'd like to catch up with what else we spoke about, you can do so online at triplem.com.au. And speaking of interviews you do not want to miss out on, tomorrow morning, Mark McShane from the Mount Gambier City Council will be talking all things the Mount Gambier Rec and Sports Centre. I'll be asking him the hard questions, all the things that you want to know about. Make sure you listen out after 7 tomorrow morning.
You and Grant
for breakfast. Triple M.
Association member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell, is on the line. Troy, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, listeners.
Hey, Troy, moratorium on fracking. It's one of the stories that is making headlines this week. Are we going to see it get up?
Unknown at this stage. It's getting closer. Next Wednesday, the 5th of September, is when my bill is debated on the floor of Parliament. I did have a meeting booked in with Stephen Marshall last Wednesday, but that was cancelled at the last minute. So I was hoping to have an indication of which way the Liberal Party was going. It is pleasing to see that the local branch of the Liberal Party have written to every Liberal MP saying that they want them to support my bill. Mm. And it's what the community wants. So if we've got a state government that says they're listening to the community and listening to regions, well, here's one of their first tests to not just talk about it, but actually do it. Now, of course, you know, there are powerful lobbyists and interest groups that don't want to see this happen, but the people do, and that's what we're elected to do, is represent the people, not represent mining companies or interest groups.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better, mate. Now, on top of fracking and what is going on there, Rex is making headlines once again, and some great news, hopefully, for Rex and for the region.
Absolutely. And I'll leave it more for the council and Rex to put out a their media release. But suffice to say, a very positive meeting in Sydney a couple of days ago, Monday night. Rex are really wanting to partner with our community, and I fronted the board and had a pretty frank discussion. And I must admit, I was very impressed with their professionalism and what they'd like to do in partnership with our community, and driving passenger numbers up and driving the price down. So I think it's going to be a very, very positive step. And $129 flights if you book 30 days out. Now, that's only for 25% of the seats, so it's not for every seat. But it's a fantastic step in the right direction. And, you know, our community are going to be the winners out of this. And even last night, I had a phone call from a friend whose daughter is in Adelaide at university, just seeing if I could give her a ride home. Unfortunately, I'm in Mount Gambier this week, but I thought, you know, how wonderful they'll be able to fly their daughter back from university at $129. And there'll be many, many other students like that who can come home for weekends and holiday breaks and rejoin their families.
Mm, absolutely. Now, mate, front page of the Border Watch today, you're talking all about some untapped developments.
Yeah, this one, it's, you know, I found in politics what you think could take a month or 2 months ends up taking
decades.
A year or 2 years or even a decade. That's right. So I just see an amazing opportunity, which leads into investment, job opportunities, and you know, career paths for our kids and jobs for our community. That we have a Valley Lake there, and we have a Blue Lake, which is just has untapped potential. And to do it properly, I think we need to have a master plan, a plan that's developed where everybody has their input. People can see, you know, what's proposed, and you know, whether it's a 5-star hotel up there, you know, a cable car, or heaven forbid, a cafe down in the Valley Lake, or turning the pump house into a restaurant overlooking the Blue Lake, which has a light show at night. You know, there's endless opportunities for visitors to deposit more of their money in our region. And more money in our region means more jobs and a more prosperous region for all that lives here. And I just see that is a golden opportunity. And if you look at Queenstown or you look at Queensland, and now if I take the kids up to Queensland, you end up spending a few thousand dollars, and you've had a great time and good memories, but that community has benefited from the money. But you come to Mount Gambier and you walk around the Blue Lake or walk around the Valley Lake, and you really, as a visitor, haven't deposited too much money into the community, because we haven't created the opportunities for them.
Absolutely. I mean, the council have made a number of incredible strides, and I do congratulate them for making the area a whole lot better than it has been, considering I've been here in the Limestone Coast now for 20 years. But the the idea that we've got a cafe up on the side of the Blue Lake that doesn't even look at the Blue Lake is just beyond me. The idea that we don't have something like a cafe in the Crater Lake, in the Valley Lake precinct, is also beyond me. And why we're not getting people to as much as possible enjoy what we know is an incredible area. You know, the idea of staying another day brings thousands of dollars into our Limestone Coast economy.
That's exactly right, and that's the whole idea. We want to keep them here an extra day, because that's more accommodation, more meals, and more money staying in our region, which creates more jobs. And that's what I'm all about. I want to see a future for my kids and all the listeners' kids out there. That you know, this is a great place to live and raise a family, but you need to have a job. Otherwise, our young people will go, not just our young, but people will go where the jobs are. And I want those jobs to be here in Mount Gambier in the southeast.
Troy, I'm not one for junkets, but is it a case of inspiring Limestone Coast movers and shakers to be able to provide something like the vision that you're talking about? They need to go and see what happens in other areas and go, wow, wouldn't that be great for the Valley Lake?
Absolutely. There's plenty of places, you know, around the world, but even around Australia, where they've really captured, you know, ecotourism or nature tourism. I
North
think
North West of Tassie are doing it very well.
Get over to New Zealand, or we could go to the Lakes District in the UK. Or I think you're onto something here. You and
bring it on.
I agree with you 100% that, you know, we need to have a big vision. And I guess the first step that I'm calling on, and I think there should be some state government money on this, is a master plan, a plan of ideas put down and get people talking about it. And then you watch the private money come in for this type of development. You don't have to go to the state government cap in hand all the time. There are private providers who will build it if they see an economic return to them. And I see such a untapped potential there.
Troy, I hope in 20 years you and I are still not talking about this, but it's a fantastic opportunity, and I hope it comes to fruition.
Thank you, Ewan, and have a great day.
You too, mate. See you soon on 963 Triple M. The member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell, having a chat to me this morning.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
The Reserve Bank of Australia has left interest rates on hold for so long at a historic low that the yesterday's announcement from the Westpac boss, Brian Harster, has taken everybody by surprise. And as a result of Westpac bringing up their interest rates, I am sure that the other three big banks are probably thinking very, very hard about doing the same thing, probably by the end of the week. That's what pundits are talking about. The Westpac boss had this to say last night.
This is a difficult decision. Anytime that we're affecting people's cost of living, it's something we take very seriously. The reality is we borrow money to provide the funding for people's home loans, and the cost of that funding has gone up.
Triple M's $10,000 bucket list.
It is the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. We have only got days to go before another $10,000 cold hard cash is given away. And I've got a lady on the line who reckons that it would be wonderful if her phone rang Friday afternoon to give her the good news. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. Tanya, I have been looking online at the entries and I came across yours, and I am scared you know what by what you want to do on your bucket list.
Oh, look, it's something that I wanted to do for so long. I just reckon it'd be the greatest thrill.
Shark cage diving. Why would you want to do this, Tanya?
I don't know. They're just such a magical creature. They're just beautiful. And I love to be able to be underwater with them, but in a safe environment.
Behind lots of steel. Where would you do it, Tanya?
Probably Port Lincoln.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
I actually have had some friends who have done it, and they have raved about it. It would be such an incredible experience, but I'm a bit of a wimp, so I don't think I'd be able to get in there. Hey, Tanya, good luck. We're going to see if we can win you $10,000 cold hard cash. Good luck with your bucket list dreams. And thanks for sharing them on air this morning.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the call.
On 963 Triple M. Tomorrow afternoon, Al, the captain of the club, he will be doing one more draw. $10,000 will be on the line. One person's bucket list moments will be realised. Will it be you? Jump online, triplem.com.au. Become a Triple M Club member and I will see if we can make you a winner on the Limestone Coast, Triple M.
You and Grant. For breakfast. Triple M.
Now on 963 Triple M, tomorrow, Four Reasons Why have got their time warp taking place up at the Lynxview Bar and Bistro. It's going to be absolutely sensational. Billy and the team up there are going to do a fantastic job. It's going to be a great disco and a great fundraiser as well. On Saturday, Out of the Shadows into the Light, it's a Lifeline event and it's commemorating World Suicide Day. It is also a chance for people to come and reflect if family members have lost someone close to them. Also on the weekend, there is a great event taking place at the Western Tavern. If you'd like to go along, Saturday night, getting it off for the boys. It's raising money for prostate cancer research here in the Limestone Coast, hoping to purchase some amazing medical equipment to help make the prognosis of prostate cancer a whole lot easier. They've already raised a whole heap of money. They've got some fantastic auction items that are going under the hammer and three incredible ladies from the Limestone Coast who are going to lose their locks as well. If you'd like to go along and be part of it, it will be a great night on Saturday night.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Now on 963 Triple M, there's been talk about a fire in Melbourne in West Footscray this morning. The blaze is still out of control. There are up to 100 firefighters who are trying to get it back under control, and there is talk that it's a fire that's been affected by asbestos, so there's been an exclusion zone set up in Melbourne. On your local, it is time to find out what's making news here in our own backyard, and it's a big good morning to Katja.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, SA Water has confirmed water from Mount Gambier's Blue Lake has not been affected by the vehicle. Architects are continuing plans for the proposed Mount Gambier Regional Sport and Recreation Centre, meeting with the CRG this week. A proposed bill calling for legislation of a 10-year moratorium on fracking in our region has seen support from the Mount Gambier branch of the Liberal Party, and Limestone Coast charity Four Reasons Why are continuing fundraising efforts for those in need. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now this morning, nice and early, I talked about the fact that Madonna is showing off her her body still at the age of 60, and it's an impressive sight. She put a post up on one of her social media pages. Sharon Stone is apparently doing much the same sort of thing. She is apparently the queen of the bikini at age 60. On 963 Triple M, I'm not sure I'd ever be brave enough at 60, let alone 50 or 40. But that is just me.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
It is your local 963 Triple M. Take a look at some of the stuff that you'll find in the pages around the pages of the papers around the region today. There's a really cool photo of a sea lion enjoying the sunshine at Beachport Foreshore. It's on the front page of the South Eastern Times today. In the Narracourt Herald, there is a story about a couple of blokes in the Limestone Coast. From Lucindale, transport operator John Fillmore is wearing a path to New South Wales at the moment thanks to the generosity of locals. So many locals around the Limestone Coast who have done amazing things for drought-affected farmers across Australia, and it is just one of the many reasons that I think it's a great place to live here in the Limestone Coast. We get behind ideals and help people out wherever possible. Now on 963 Triple M, this morning I caught up with Troy Bell, member for Mount Gambier, talking all about an idea to get a master plan to develop the untapped commercial opportunities of the Lakes District here in Mount Gambier, if you could call it a Lakes District. The Blue Lake and the Valley Lake is what I'm talking about. Also making news on the front page of the paper today, and it's really good news for the hospital. Mount Gambier resident general surgeon Matthias Whitman is the toast of the state's medical fraternity. He's been presented with a Royal Australian College of Surgeons Outstanding Service to the Community Award, which would be just amazing, and a huge congratulations to him. It's absolutely sensational, and a big congratulations from all of us here at the Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Triple M, nothing in our lost and found file today, all thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier. But if you've lost or found anything across the region, over the border as well, remember you can always let us know, 87255 155. is the number. Tomorrow, Mark McShane, the CEO of the Mankenby City Council, is going to join me. We're going to be talking all the hard questions in regards to the Sport and Rec Centre in the Limestone Coast, where we are when it comes to the plans, where we're going, and of course, how you can have your say. Make sure you listen out tomorrow morning after 7 as it all unfolds right here on 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Now on 963 Triple M, I've got to say goodbye. Ray Hadley's coming in a moment. Hannah Rose Hamer's going to be back with all the news that you need to know about this morning. And don't forget, Guy will be back after 12 with classics galore right the way across her afternoon. Your last chance to enter the draw for the 10K giveaway. Make sure you jump online, become a Triple M Club member tomorrow afternoon. Al, the captain of the club, he is going to be back and he is going to be changing somebody's life for the better. $10,000 cold hard cash. It could well be yours, but you need to be in it to win it. Have a great day today. Stay out of the rain if you can. I'll catch up with you tomorrow morning from 6.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Triple M. Triple M.